Now you want to remember, I'm talking over here. This is all human animal. Number one most attractive quality in a woman, hundreds and hundreds of men have told me, self-confidence. Self-confidence is an expression of human spirit. A woman who knows who she is, a woman who's decided, I'm enough. Yeah, ideal woman, I got it. Take a rest. I'm good enough. I like me. Shut up. I like me. You're still here? I like me. But it's an expression of human spirit, self-confidence. Over here, we're the chameleons. We're the adapters. What do you call it? We'll become whatever. We'll become whatever we need to become to survive. And your criticism is one of the things that tells me where I failed. Criticism changes women. It changes women. And it, as a man, it's something to understand because you may not have meant to change her. She wears a blue dress and you say, you look prettier in red. She'll never wear a blue dress again. Never. Not around you. Can't do it. She puts her own life in danger. Women know this. How you change another woman is you just criticize her. You go, Maren, really? You got red hair, you're wearing pink? Maren could never wear pink again. I'm just kidding, by the way. I believe women with red hair should wear pink. Honest to goodness, I do. But really, I mean, that's all someone has to do is just say that and boom, she's changed. So guys, you can start to make this connection, right? If criticism changes a woman, who do we think criticism will change? A man! A man! That's why we criticize you. We're trying to change you. And we're shocked that you don't change. Really, we're just stunned that you don't change. But you don't. You don't change with criticism. All criticism does to you is causes distance. That's all it does. It's just, whoa, okay, not safe here. Doesn't like me. I'm not okay with her. I'm out of here. It just causes distance. So obviously the opposite of criticism would be appreciation, right? One of the things that's important to understand about women is that appreciation affects men and women differently. Appreciation for a man is like wood for a fire. It fuels him. It gives him fuel. It has him have power and feel like, I can do it. I want to do more. It's silly for a woman to ask a man to do something without having appreciated him first. It's like asking for a fire without giving him any wood. Appreciation has a different effect on a woman. Appreciation makes a woman feel safe. I've pleased you, you like me, I'm acceptable to you, you prefer me, you're going to save me. I'm safe. Now, if you appreciate what a woman does, she'll have a release of tension. Like when I sit down at the table and Greg goes, wow, this looks great. Right? He hasn't even had a bite of dinner. He's like, great dinner, honey. I now enjoy dinner. He let me off the hook at the beginning of dinner. I didn't have to sit there and watch every little thing. He's like, oh, this looks great. Thanks for cooking. Okay, I won. So when you appreciate what a woman has done, then she'll have a release of tension. She'll have some room for human spirit. Human animal pushes out human spirit. So if you can chill the cave woman, then she can be herself. Do you know, at the beginning of an evening, you're going out together. You look, oh, darling, you look beautiful. She's now going to be herself the rest of the evening. If she's waiting, if she's standing, she's all dressed up and she's all ready to go. And you don't do anything. You don't give her the wow. You don't go, oh, my gosh, I get to go with you. All night, she's going to be like, do I look okay? She's going to, like, have to flirt with other guys to get them to tell her she looks beautiful. It was all just about you. All you had to do was go, wow. And she would, it would be like setting birds free. Ladies, raise your hand if you relate to this.